armed forces have dismissed claims that relations between the forces and the Ghana Police Service are not cordial. This follows the heckling of a police officer who was in mufti by some soldiers in Ho. A similar incident took place in Kumasi early this year between personnel of the same security institutions, prompting the setting up of a committee to investigate the causes. The Director of Public Relations of the Ghana Armed Forces, Colonel Imbawini Atintande, who debunked the claims in an interview with Radio Ghana's Yaya Kwamwa, said the issue is being blown out of proportion.
I believe that this is not an issue that we should overblow. I think that you guys are taking this thing at heart. There was an incident yesterday in Sujet and somebody who was later identified as a police. It was not because he was a policeman that was why that incident occurred. The thing is that he was in a vehicle that was said to be in the way of the convoy. And therefore, the soldiers decided to get him off the convoy, off the road, so that the convoy would move. I believe that we should all understand that when convoys are arriving, everybody, it doesn't necessarily mean whether you're a police or a soldier or whoever, you should be able to be that route so that the convoy will pass. And I understand that you can recall what happened to President Kufuor when his convoy was passing, where it then ran into the heat. Now, when convoys are passed, and you know that they are passed, so I guess that the soldiers wanted him to get off the way so that they would continue with their convoy. We will be able to engage the soldiers to let them understand that they have to work at this for our common good. When incidents like that happen, you don't need to blow them out of proportion. And I wish that we can let this matter.
As at now, everything has been resolved.
I believe that everything has been resolved because the commanding officer yesterday, 2 days ago, went to the regional police commander, and I believe that nothing should be resolved.
The relation between the police and Ghana Armed Forces, it's not all that good, because this is not the first time there was a confusion between the police and the army officers on some soldiers in Kumasi. And as a result, a committee was set up to resolve.
I believe that we may have to look at it from this point. The committee was set up to find out what the problem is. The committee was not set up to tell everybody what happened. This is an internal issue. I believe that once we have identified what the issues were, we will address. The military high command very clear about the soldiers and police must work together. If there is a problem, they must be able to resolve that problem and not let it get out of hand. The Kumasi incident was a very unfortunate one, and especially this particular one is unfortunate. And I think that we will address these problems internally to see that the police and the soldiers will work together. But I think it is not good for anybody to believe or assume that because of these individual incidents, the relations between the police in general and the military in general are very bad. No, that's not the case.
You heard the Director of Public Relations of the Ghana Armed Forces, Colonel Imbawini Atintande.